and thank you for listening to Call the Roll, a public affairs program produced by the Columbus City Council and aired here on Freedom FM. I'm your host, John Ivana, Communications Director for the Columbus City Council. On this week's show, the City of Columbus is in the midst of putting together the 2013 capital budget. And one of the normal steps in that process when considering a proposed budget and amendments is to hold a public hearing to discuss the plan and priorities supported by city leaders. Councilmember Priscilla R. Tyson, the chair of the City Council Finance Committee, helped frame the conversation, and various department heads detailed how the capital dollars will be used to build a better Columbus.
Some of you may be asking, what is the capital budget? Well, the capital budget, the capital improvements budget, represents the city's strategic obligation to maintain and improve its roads, bridges, sewers, parks, buildings, and other critical infrastructure. The investments are community-focused and symbolize the city's commitment to improving the business climate and maintaining an exceptional quality of life. A proposed $374.9 million proposal that we will learn about this evening is really as simple as this. It helps us with jobs, focus on jobs, safety, and neighborhoods. We will receive an overview from the Finance Director, Paul Rakowski, followed by a presentation from each of the City Department's directors to highlight their priorities in their proposed budget. Before we begin, I want to thank each of the departments, the mayor, and his team for the spirit of cooperation that has carried us to this point. And with that, Director Rakowski, the floor is yours.
Good evening, Chair Tyson and members of council. I will keep my comments brief, as I know we're here to hear the public's testimony on the capital budget. And you did such a wonderful job, as always, introducing the capital budget. I do want to thank both Rob Newman and Kyle Sever of my debt management office, because they put in a ton of work, obviously, putting this document together and putting all the requests together and really working year-round on our capital program, not only the budget, but then all of the bond sales that we use to fill the coffers and fill the projects so that we can do all of these wonderful things. As you mentioned, the capital budget is what we use to purchase, build, and renovate many of those capital and important assets in our community, whether it be a heavy fire apparatus or a health center or a police substation or a firehouse. And though it isn't sometimes get the kind of attention that the operating budget does, it is equally, if not more important, because if we didn't have all of those assets out in the community, we wouldn't be able to adequately deliver services to the citizens. I do want to say that this 2013 CIB continues to reflect the priorities as approved by the voters in the 2008 voted bond package. For the citizens out in the audience, there is two components to the capital budget. We have what we call the new funding, and that's the new funding amount that we're proposing based on the ability of the various funding sources to support new debt. And then we also have carryover funding, which is funding that remains from the previous year that we then carry over and add to the budget to get to our grand total. In the current 2013 CIB, we have $374.9 million in new funding, as well as $348.4 million in carryover funding. So when we look at all funds and all sources of funding, we have a total capital improvement budget for 2013 of $723.4 million. The SIT supported funding, and that's that funding that comes from the quarter set aside. I'll explain briefly the other sources of funds that we use to service the debt, but that general obligation debt that's supported by the income tax set aside, that funding, total funding, is $358.6 million. The new SIT supported funding is $248.5 million. And there is, if you were to do the math there, there's about $110 million in carryover funding that we're bringing in from last year to this year's capital improvement budget. I will say that does not include, those numbers do not include council's allocation of money that you're currently working on prioritizing to add to that capital budget. So the overall total will increase by the amount that is added by City Council with their amendment process. The balance of the capital improvement budget, as I said earlier, is internal service, enterprise, supported debt, also water pollution control loan fund and Ohio Water Development Authority debt, as well as funds from Ohio Department of Transportation and federal funds. All of those are combined to support the overall capital budget. Just for comparison purposes, the internal service supported debt in this budget, and this includes the carryover, is $17 million. The enterprise debt is $328 million. There's $34 million of that new funding for our enterprise debt that is the Water Pollution Control Loan Fund and Ohio Water Development Authority debt. And then the ODOT and the federal funds are really a very small portion of $2.37 million. The CIB also includes three other sources of funding for capital projects. These are all carryover funds, and they're tied to the sale of capital assets. So we have our general permanent improvement fund dollars of $3.1 million, our recreation and park general permanent improvement fund dollars of $3.5 million, and then the streets and highways carryover of $3.3 million. So all of those sources together make up that 2013 capital improvement budget of $723.4 million. I'll speak briefly about some of the highlights of the finance and management projects that are included in this budget. I'll also briefly mention a couple of carryover projects from last year, because as you know, we go through the design, but we're going to be starting what I believe are some very exciting projects that were budgeted in 2012 that will carry over that funding for into 2013 and get started with that construction. But in the new funding, we're going to begin to take care of our city hall, which has really been neglected for a long time. So we're going to start a $10 million heating and cooling renovation of all the equipment here at City Hall. The design has been on hold a little bit. We're nearly completed with the design. It had been funded earlier, but we've been sitting on that for a couple of years because it is one of those projects we wanted to wait until our new building, the renovation of the 77 North Front, was completed, because there's been a lot of disruption for everyone here in the campus. Unfortunately, when we go to replace all of these disparate heating and cooling systems here in City Hall, some of which, when you look out into our atrium, you can see them on the roof of the atrium, it will be a little bit disruptive, so we wanted to wait until we began that project. But we have $10 million in to replace that aging system, and then we'll have a much a higher efficiency system. And then, as we all know, that some offices can be over 80 degrees and others are at freezing, we should be able to mitigate those problems that we have currently in the system. As we all remember, we did purchase a warehouse across from our current fleet facility on Groves Road. We have $11 million in to begin the improvements to that warehouse. We're currently looking at various city functions that we'll be able to consolidate into that facility and address some of the outstanding needs that we've had for quite a while. We'll be moving the truck operation for the refuse collection division from Alum Creek to that site to operate out of that site, also to allow it to fuel at our CNG station that's right across the street. Licensing weights and measures from the safety department will also be located there. The fire warehouse, which is a facility we currently lease, will be relocated into a city-owned facility. The police dive team, computer storage for our technology department so that we can ensure that there's secure storage for our computers before those disks are wiped clean and we salvage those computers. And then and finally, the Marion Road outpost for our service department. All of those functions we're looking at consolidating in this warehouse. We also have money in for the Reeb School to work with our partners in the south side to repurpose that school for much better uses and currently sitting empty. So to deliver much-needed social services, educational, other functions, we have $5 million in. That's our contribution to the $8.5 million total, $3.5 million of that coming from our private partners down on the, in the south side. We have $9 million in for the McKinley Avenue facility to construct on the property that we recently purchased that will allow us to relocate the city central outpost for our service department, where all the plows and street sweepers and all that equipment and the salt barn that's located currently on Nationwide Boulevard that we use to service the whole downtown area. We will be relocating that to McKinley Avenue, as well as our facilities management division and the environmental blight abatement unit that's working out of that location as well. We have a safety energy efficiency project budgeted that we're excited about. This is going to save significant dollars in regard to utility savings by putting energy efficient lighting in our police substations, as well as do some change out of equipment down at the Fire Training Academy. If you remember, we used stimulus dollars that we were lucky enough to get to do all of the fire stations. Now we'll be able to do the police substations. And then finally, a couple of projects that you'll notice that we're going to be continuing from 2012. As you know, we purchased the garage on Front Street. We'll be doing phase two of those renovations, which will deal with a lot of mechanical improvements and lighting improvements to put in high efficiency lighting and increase the security of the garage. We will be replacing the historic windows here at City Hall with a modern, fuel-efficient, energy-efficient, I should say, package of windows in the first two floors of City Hall. That'll be happening this year. We continue our renovations down at the Municipal Court building. We now have a master plan to guide us, so we're going to begin phase one of those renovations on the exterior and in the first floor of that building. We will be sealing, as we know from Monday night's council meeting, the resealing the envelope for the Central Safety Building, the current Central Safety Building. We're excited about that. Again, that's one of our highest energy users as buildings go. It's very inefficient. This is going to maximize the efficiency of that building in regard to energy usage. And then really a big project for not only this year but next year is the demolition of the current 109 building that's beyond its useful life and the design of a new building to complete the campus. And so both of those will be going on this year, and then at this time next year we'll be talking about funding the construction of the new facility that will replace that aging and outdated facility that we currently have. And with that, I'll stop my comments and answer any questions or turn it over to the other directors and their representatives.
And our next committee will be the Development Committee, which tonight we have in the chair our Special Projects Coordinator, Hannah Jones, and we're happy to see you again in the chair.
Thank you very much, Chairwoman Tyson, members of Council. In 2013, the Department of Development will continue its work to improve the commercial corridors of our city, revitalize our neighborhoods, and promote economic development. In the Economic Development Fund, significant streetscape and infrastructure improvements are underway at the sites, including American Edition, the former Schottenstein site, and Columbus Coated Fabrics. The Green Columbus Fund will also continue to provide grants in an effort to further promote the redevelopment of brownfield sites. In housing preservation, we will continue our focus on both the renovation and rehabilitation of vacant homes and lots, as well as providing needed repairs to stabilize currently occupied homes by providing ongoing support for programs such as Home Safe and Sound and our roof repair program. We will also continue our commitment to our homeless population by providing funding for much needed shelter repairs. Within the Land Revitalization Fund, the focus will continue to be the implementation of the Mayor's Vacant and Abandoned Properties Initiative, with the goal to demolish an estimated 150 structures. The allocation of Urban Infrastructure Recovery Funds will be combined with the 2012 allocation in order to fund the list of 44 projects in 25 neighborhoods which Council supported and passed at our last meeting. These projects continue our commitment to provide ongoing improvement to the neighborhoods of Columbus. The Neighborhood Commercial Revitalization Fund will continue to provide streetscape improvements, sidewalks, and other enhancements to our commercial corridors. These improvements not only enhance the walkability of an area, but attract and retain businesses within these vital centers of economic development for our community. These are just a few of the highlights of the work development is undertaking in its effort to make Columbus a continuing success story. Thank you for the opportunity to present our work, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Jones. And first of all, I want to say thank you for having a presentation for us and to showcase the work of the Development Department. Any questions for Ms. Jones? Thank you. The next person who will be speaking will be Public Safety and Deputy Director Dan Giancardella. Is that right?
Councilmember Tyson, members of council, thank you for allowing us to come before you this evening to talk about public safety's capital budget. Obviously, we want to thank the mayor and finance for working with us on this budget, and we think this funds several of our major priorities for 2013. The public safety budget proposes about $32 million in new funding and broken down sort of in these major areas. The first one being fire apparatus, proposes $6 million in new funding. With this funding, we will likely purchase one ladder, five engines, and nine medics. And this investment continues really the momentum that we've had over the past 5 years, the past five capital budgets that has allowed us to invest about $29 million in fire apparatus, which is accounts for about 73 vehicles, which in terms of frontline vehicles represents about 85% of our frontline fire apparatus. So we're very appreciative of the funding that we have been able to get. That's accounted for about 40 new medics, 18 engines, seven ladders, five heavy rescues, and two rescue support units just in the last 5 years. And besides helping us to provide service to the community, these new vehicles also help us to reduce vehicle maintenance cost as well. Well, the next area we'd like to highlight is our neighborhood safety camera program. We'll have, with new funding and existing funding, about a $2 million program that we'll be able to move forward. This will build on the foundation of the five neighborhoods that were implemented back in 2011. Safety cameras are succeeding in identifying criminal activity such as drug dealing, prostitution, and loitering, and they have certainly helped police nab several suspects conducting more dangerous criminal activity. With respect to buildings and facilities, there is also $7 million for a fire station proposed in this capital budget. That station would replace the station 2 at 150 East Fulton Street. The station is designed to be placed at the Greenlawn Avenue property, which, of course, over the last several years, the city has been moving off of that area and has now since demolished the buildings that were there, making way for this fire station. We chose Station 2 due to the age of that building, the number of firefighters and equipment that currently work out of that area, such as the bomb units, the heavy rescue vehicles, as well as we have two companies on fire engines, a ladder, and a medic. This station primarily services the southern part of downtown, as well as parts of German Village, and we will be able to amply continue to service that area by placing this fire station at the Greenlawn location. Other monies for fire facility renovations, about $1.5 million. Again, while there has been considerable investment in our new stations, there remains a significant need to upgrade parking lots, some security systems, kitchens, HVAC systems, and just general maintenance improvements at our 31 other fire stations. With respect to communications equipment, we're proposing about $230,000 in new funding for radios, portable radios for police and fire. This will give us about 50 portable radios to replace some aging units, And as you are aware, these communication devices are life-saving equipment for our officers and firefighters who rely on them every day in their emergency situations for communications and the performance of their duties. With respect to police renovations, we'll have about $1.7 million in general renovation dollars. And again, we have a number of projects that are in design or planned for police facilities, including some HVAC improvements at the McKinley Avenue complex, carpeting replacement for several of our buildings, as well as parking lot ceiling, gate and fencing repairs that we need at our various substations. The largest component of our capital budget as proposed for 2013 involves the renovation of our crime lab, the police crime lab, for about $14.5 million. The current crime lab, 6,500 square foot facility, is currently at King Avenue near the Ohio State University campus, which is co-located along with the Franklin County Coroner's Office. We have certainly outgrown that facility. Our crime lab conducts about 14,000 requests annually for service, and we will co-locate the crime lab with our police property room, which is currently at Woodrow Avenue. The crime lab will house a state-of-the-art DNA lab, a dark room, alcohol toxicology lab, drug analysis lab, firearms testing, evidence control room, and of course, office space. These new technologies, as well as the new space, will be able to expand our firearms identification, enable more illegal firearms to be taken off the streets. It will also assist crime scene investigators with evidence collection and preservation of evidence. It will allow the hiring of additional forensic scientists to test evidence, and perhaps most important, it will reduce any potential chain of custody issues, which is critical when dealing with sensitive evidence, since the crime lab, as I mentioned, will be co-located with the recently renovated property room. The design of the crime lab, which was funded in the 2012 CIB, is complete, is currently in plan review, and funding is approved as part of this budget. We will bid for that renovation as quickly as we can, and the renovation could begin this year with about a year time for renovation, so we could move into that facility sometime towards the third quarter, perhaps, of next year.
Thank you. Any questions from anyone? All right. Thank you. The next person to speak will be Recreation and Parks. No, Public Service. I'm sorry, Alan. Public Service will be speaking, and as Deputy Director Steve Wenzel. Good evening.
Chair Tyson, members of council, thank you for this opportunity to speak briefly about the Department of Public Service's proposed 2013 capital budget. Our proposed 2013 capital budget amounts to $87 million in new funding and will invest in roadways, sidewalks, bikeways, and bridges, as well as other projects that will improve the quality of life in our neighborhoods, making them safer for motorists, pedestrians, and bicyclists. The centerpiece behind of Public Service's capital budget is $32 million in resurfacing. That's going to resurface more than 100 streets all over Columbus, more than we've ever invested in the surfacing program in a single year. Of that $32 million, $25.2 million will resurface more than 145 lane miles of streets. $3.8 million will be used for urban paving projects on major city arterial roadways. This is done in conjunction and cooperation with the Ohio Department of Transportation. $1.5 million will improve approximately 30 miles of alleys, and another $1.5 will be used for preventive surface treatments. This will be another busy year for street resurfacing. When you combine all street alley resurfacing projects from 2010, 2011, 2012, and what is scheduled for this year, we will have invested more than $110 million to maintain our streets. That amounts to more than 450 streets or 674 lane miles resurfaced in 4 years. To put that in perspective, more than all the lane miles of all the streets in either the city of Dublin or the city of Westerville. To put it another way, it's more than all the lane miles of all the streets in the cities of Reynoldsburg, Worthington, and Gahanna combined. A sample of some of the streets that we will be resurfacing is Freebus Avenue between Lockbourne Road and Fairwood Avenue, Champion Avenue between Leonard Avenue and Cole Street, High Street between Nationwide Boulevard and Fulton Street, and Minnesota Avenue between McGuffey Road and Cleveland Avenue. There will be other roadway projects also, including the rehab of Carl Road from State Route 161 to Schrock Road in the amount of $4.9 million. Improvements in this project will include new pavement, curbs, sidewalks, lighting, and new traffic signals. Another project will be roadway improvements to realign Stigler Road from Windler Road to Gahanna Corporation Limits in the amount of $1.1 million. Additionally, this capital budget proposal will provide roadway improvements on Twin Rivers Drive from the post office to Goodale Boulevard in the amount of $1.2 million. Also this year, to make neighborhoods safer for pedestrians and bicyclists, we propose to invest in more than $7.3 million for nearly 8 miles of sidewalks and other pedestrian safety improvements, along with $2 million in bikeways, bike lanes, bicycle pavement markings, and other signage. A few examples of where we'll build sidewalks will be on Joyce Avenue between Agler Road and Danoon Avenue, Lockbourne Road between Freebus and State Route 104, and Marion Road between Parsons Avenue and Lockbourne Road. Some examples of bikeways for our 2013 capital budget include an Oak Street Bicycle Boulevard between Grant Avenue and Sherman Avenue, a shared-use path on Henderson Road between Kenny Road and Reed Road, and Front Street Sharrows, which is shared lane markings between Greenlawn Avenue and Mound Street. For a second straight year in 2013, the city will have a curb repair program. For several years before 2012, the city didn't have any curb money. This year, $1 million we have proposed for this program will continue to address a backlog of requests to repair curbs that are in the greatest need of repair. Finally, public service will continue to be vigilant in maintaining bridges in the city of Columbus. The Department of Public Service is responsible for maintaining and improving, as needed, 223 bridges owned by the city, and an additional 118 bridges we provide routine maintenance for the Ohio Department of Transportation. In our 2013 capital budget, we propose investing $4.5 million to improve city-owned bridges. A few examples of the bridges are rehabilitation of Campus View Boulevard Bridge. It's a bridge that goes over Conrail Railroad tracks east of High Street. A rehabilitation of bridge over North Broadway, west of Interstate 71. And a rehabilitation of two bridges over Crook Road, west of 71. With that, I again thank you, and I will take any questions at this time.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you. All right, Recreation and Parks, Director McKnight.
Good evening, Chair Tyson, members of council. We appreciate this opportunity to discuss our 2013 capital improvement budget. We're excited about the opportunity it provides to address the many needs throughout our parks and facilities. To look at some of the significant projects we'll be working on in the area of facilities, we have about $18 million in the capital budget. One of the priorities is to continue our efforts to add air conditioning to our recreation centers. We've completed work now at Far East, Barnett, Woodward, and the Franklin Park Adventure Center. This summer, we'll begin work on the Tuttle and Thompson Recreation Centers and adding air conditioning there. We're also working on major renovations to several of our centers. Milo Grogan is undergoing a significant renovation now with the addition of a gymnasium, and we include air conditioning when we do that project. That'll be completed in July of this year, and Westgate Recreation Center will begin a major renovation in June of this year, including an addition, but will also include air conditioning of that facility. We're also continuing the work on the athletic complexes. We've completed McDonald, Mock Road facility, the Willis facility is under construction now, and Big Run Athletic Complex will be the next one, and we'll start later this year.
Expect passage of the capital budget in April. We are out of time for this edition of Call the Roll. If you have a question or a comment, please email us at Call the roll at Columbus.gov. That's C-A-L-L-T-H-E-R-O-L-L at Columbus.gov. Don't forget you can follow the Columbus City Council on our Facebook and our Twitter pages. And the City Council will not be meeting this Monday night in observance of Passover. On behalf of the entire Columbus City Council, I'm your host, John Ivanek. Thanks for listening to Freedom FM, and have a great weekend.